Who was I then? Adeline Virginia Stephen, the second daughter of Leslie and Julia Stephen, born on the 25th of January, 1882, descended from a great many people, some famous, others obscure, born into a large connection, born not of rich parents, but well-to-do parents, born into a very communicative, literate, letter-writing, visiting, articulate, late 19th century world. In the first place, it is not true to say that when the door opened and with a curious hesitation and self-effacement, Turner or Strachey glided in, that they were complete strangers to us. We had met them, and Bell, Wolfe, Hilton Young, and others in Cambridge at May Week, before my father died. Oh dear, we quarrelled almost all morning, and it was a lovely morning, and now gone to Hades forever, branded with marks of our ill humour. Which began it? Which carried it on? God knows. This I will say. I exploded and L smoulders. However, quite suddenly, we made it up. But the morning was wasted. 15 years ago, she had gone under. It was nothing you could put your finger on. There'd been no scene, no snap. Only the slow sinking, waterlogged, of her will into his. I was interrupted somewhere on this page by the arrival of Mr. Elliot. Mr. Elliot is well expressed by his name. A polished, cultivated, elaborate young American, talking so slow that each word seems to have special finish allotted it. Here are my resolutions for the next 3 months, the next lap of the year. First, to have none. Not to be tied. Second, to be free and kindly with myself, not goading it to parties. To sit, rather privately reading in the studio. To make a good job of the waves.